Figuring out relationships is by far one of the hardest things about being a teen. Even one misstep and it can seem like everything's thrown out of sync. But there's one charter school in Oakland that's been trying to keep kids in tune with themselves throughout this tumultuous time, through dance, theater, and visual arts. Oakland School for the Arts opened its doors in 2002 when Oakland Mayor, now Governor Jerry Brown, wanted students to have an outlet to express themselves. OSA just celebrated its 10th anniversary, and as Natalie Meyer reports, its students are thriving on a curriculum that seems to be striking the right chord.
The halls are almost always busy at Oakland School for the Arts. The bell just rang, and students are filtering out of their classes for lunch. Don Harris, executive and artistic director of Oakland School for the Arts, is taking me on a tour.
As the school grew, music in particular began gaining really talented students at the younger ages. So we've got some 11-year-olds here that are our future, and they're phenomenal.
Harris says this school brings out the best in kids because they choose to be here.
In that they have something they love, and they get in here because of that. They know they earned their way in. And then when they get here, they're involved with other like-minded students. So all those factors together keep kids what we call engaged. That's one of the new educational terms. We think they're engaged.
Well, OSA's taught me, like, to not give up.
That's ninth grader Nicoya Clayton.
Because, like, when I first came in, I kind of had a bad temper. And, like, if I didn't get it, I just wouldn't do it. They taught me, like, to keep going. So I always take that with me, like, to not be such a poor sport.
Even when students aren't in the classroom, they're engaged with the school and their art. The hallways are always full. During, between, and after classes, students are working on theory homework, practicing their instruments, and honing their vocal skills.
Take me all the way, and I never wanna feel.
I love that song.
In the hallways is something people notice right away when they come here. There's an energy, there's a life, there's an exuberance that schools can often lack for a range of different reasons, and certainly the arts are what contribute to that.
Harris takes me around the school to see this for myself. We stop by the instrumental music department first.
So we are here in the piano lab, and the students are in music theory right now, and the instructor, Alex Conde, that was his piano you just heard. And he's a very gifted pianist from Spain. Yes. So keep playing. Yeah.
And OSA offers instruction in 8 other art forms: theater, visual, digital, vocal,
it's like a dream to me, it's like a dream,
literary, circus, production design, and dance.
You know, our arms are up, we still want that same thing. Less tension here, ribs close.
Harris believes that dancers bring a sense of poise and purpose as they walk through the halls of OSA.
So as in many art schools, the dancers are among the most disciplined and hardworking. Just the nature of their art form requires such just incredible dedication. Many of them take classes outside of school, and they constantly have to be physically fit and ready to go. Our dance director, Mr. Savage, often says dance is spelled W-O-R-K. And that's the very first thing he says to incoming students. And he definitely makes that come true.
Well, I'm majoring in music, so OSA definitely helped me prepare for that.
Lairlyn Parms Ford graduated from OSA last year. Now she's a first-year student at Mills College.
I'm confident with my instrument. I know I want to play saxophone. This is what I can do, and this is what I want to do.
Ford was in the instrumental music program at OSA. Her experience there gave her the confidence to test her musical abilities.
I've auditioned to sing in shows that I've gotten into. I sing a lot more at churches now, so yeah, I would say it's opened my musical range, I guess.
Harris's message for the students of Oakland School for the Arts is a simple one. Follow your dreams and explore your creativity.
I think that we impart to our students sort of an artistic attitude towards life, which involves curiosity and creativity, you know, out-of-the-box thinking, innovation, and that permeates what they do here and what they do next. And that, in a bigger sense, we're pushing that out into the world. This is not a regimented, test score-oriented, kind of data-driven universe. It's a different universe, and we think it's an important one.
After 10 successful years, Oakland School for the Arts is still making noise, even louder than before. OSA boasts a consistent graduation rate of nearly 100%, and approximately 95% of seniors are enrolled in college after graduation. It's a testament to kids succeeding in doing what they love, even if it's not like traditional school. You can be rich when you're poor, poor when you're rich. For Cross Currents, I'm Natalie Meyer.